Women, on the other hand, they don't want to make the call because they don't want to have the accountability if stuff goes wrong. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll have like a round table and they'll take a collective vote. Yeah, that's not how things actually work. That is not how the dynamic is supposed to play out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Kashir podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to revisit Christian marriage. The reason why I'm so passionate about this topic is mainly because I grew up in the church. I've been exposed. Some of my friends are married, and they're very strong Christian people. But you know what's extremely interesting? Before we hop into this video, I want to show all of you. I believe there to be a stark contrast between Eve and Lilith. Now, for those of you who've never heard of Lilith before, number one, she's from Jewish mysticism. Some of you might not dive into the Kabbalah or to the Talmud or any of these texts. I find them very interesting, and I dive into them. But we're gonna really visit this because apparently the feminists have really taken her image and tried to make it their thing, when in fact it's not really theirs. They've just kind of done with a lot of what other communists tend to do. They tend to say, hey, you know what? That's cool. Yeah, I want to take this and I'm going to use it for my own devices. That's what they tend to do. Just look at how traditionally they tear down statues, they rewrite history, they indoctrinate people. And for those of you who may be confused as to why I'm bringing up politics when it comes to religion, it was Thomas Jefferson himself who said that the two were very closely linked. And to separate one from the other, it's kind of impossible. You can really try, but it's extremely hard to do so, because most religions have a part of their doctrine that says this is how you should act to follow this religion, and a lot of that drives policy. I also, on a funnier note, I want to thank all of you who are newer to the channel. Maybe you found my Christian Woman is the Problem video. Apparently that one has gained a little more popular on this channel. It's so funny to me. I'll read the comments, and I don't care if they're like held for review. For those of you who don't know the backgrounds of YouTube, the ones that are might be construed as more offensive, I have to approve, or they ask me to approve, and I approved all of them. You know why? Because I believe in free speech. Even if it's insulting to me or it's insulting to others, I don't care. I want it to be put forward. I want people to have their rights of free speech. But it's so funny to me that people don't like what we do over here. People don't like that we have these conversations. You know what? I'm cool with that. I don't do it to spite people. I don't do it to get people to be triggered. I do this for the good of men. Because if you look in the mainstream media today, how many people who watch, whether it's any of the Alphabet news channels, any of the streaming services, how many of you find that people care about men, men's issues, men's point of view? Nobody cares about any of that, besides a very select few people on this side of the internet. And I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing because it's so funny to me, where instead of addressing the message, a lot of people want to address me, whether it's my background. Yeah, I'm in college. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if I had millions of dollars or even a couple thousand, maybe I might invest in a studio. We're working on it. But a lot of people want to address like next to nothing about arguments, and they want to gaslight you into thinking you're the problem, or they want to react emotionally. Gentlemen, we gotta hold the line out here. And anytime anybody wants to come out here and try to use emotions against you, here's what I want you to tell them. I want to tell you that they're weird, because they are weird. But anyways, I'll stop dragging my feet over here. I just found it really funny. Thank you to the haters. You're great comedy. I appreciate you very much. And by the way, gentlemen, if you're trying to be out here and you want to develop your personal philosophy, or if you want to read my book, Biblical Bachelor, you don't have to. I wrote it only to help you develop a philosophy where you're not getting exploited, or you're getting exploited as little as possible. Don't let other people try to tell you that you're wrong about something if they don't want to use logic. But anyways, stop dragging our feet and let's get back into the task at hand. Gentlemen, I had a guy comment on one of the videos the other day, and he made a fantastic point of, he kind of validated what we talk about over here when it comes to, hey, you know what? I'm a Christian guy, or I'm quasi-Christian, or I'm a spiritual guy, and I have a hard time bringing together this, you know, being, people want me to be married, the Bible says I should be married over here, but on the other side, I say, wait, hold on a second, a lot of these women are double-dipping. They want to be a feminist over here, then they want to be a traditional Christian woman over here when they're 30, 25, 35, whatever, when they're not in their prime. I'm not getting their best years. They're treating me like a life insurance plan, and I don't want to do that. Or they're treating me like like they're doing me the favor by talking to me. And I really, and you know what? You're not alone. I deal with that stuff from time to time too. But you know what's the very interesting part? There's a whole story on this. None of this is new. None of what we are experiencing is new. The version is new. The appearances are new. But this whole idea of the spirit of rebellion, the I can do everything a man can do type of a thing, when's the last time, I want to ask y'all something. When was the last time you heard a guy, I don't care if he was old or young, middle-aged, don't matter. When was the last time you heard him be like, hey guys, I'm out here and I have my own apartment and I am making my own money and I'm strong and independent and all this stuff? I never. Nobody does that. You know why? Because it's basic crap. Like, oh, good job. You're like an adult human being. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's great. Versus for a woman, apparently that's an accomplishment. But hey, you know what? Okay. If that's what makes you a queen, having the equivalent of a condo, go ahead. Make my day. I don't care. I find it funny. But gentlemen, this is what the Lilith spirit is. It's the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of defiance and whatnot. It's like the, I can do everything. I can do everything. It's like a child who says, oh, I can do everything my dad can do. And then meanwhile, they're like playing in their playing house. They're playing and having a job. They're playing in all these things. And then they want to act like that's what they're actually doing. It's like, well, most of you know, not really. You're kind of living life on recruit difficulty. And you want to pretend like you're actually living life on veteran difficulty when you're not, but you want all the medals of having beaten a level on veteran difficulty, but you have it, and so you're like, it's not fair. Oh, you know what's not fair? I'll tell you what's not fair. Having the supreme power of the cootie cat over pretty much all men who are heterosexual. That's not fair. Do I have power like that? No. Where's that equality at? Anybody want to answer that question? I'm not gonna get sidetracked. That's what we are talking about, the Lilith spirit today. I'm not the first person to talk about Lilith, but I think I'm gonna tie it into the reason why I say that Christian men should not be married today. It's not because you maybe lack the ambition to do it. Marriage is supposed to be a beautiful thing. The problem is we don't live in a society that is friendly towards men, that has marriage laws and divorce laws that are favorable towards men. We don't have it. It's not even equal. Oh, I'll tell you it's equal, but as someone who's studying pre-law, as someone who hopes to go to law school, let me tell you, that's not the case. That's not how it actually plays out. Is it written that way? Technically speaking, yes. Is it applied that way? No. Absolutely not. I've seen the cases. I've read the cases. I've looked through the literature. This is not, and men are probably in this comment section or in any comment section across this side of the internet, they will tell you anecdotally what they've dealt with, how much money they've spent, how much their wife keeps them away from their ex-wife now, keeps them away from their kids. This is not just something we make up to be bashing people. This is a real big problem. And this is why I'm trying to tell you, the church is not immune to this. Do you think you walk into the church and immediately all of the hurricane outside is just going to go away? No, it's not. It's not going to go away. I don't care what people tell you, if you're a real Christian, then it's not going to bother you. No, that's like saying, if you're a real man, what does that mean? What does that even mean? What? Someone define what real Christian is, or what a real follower of Christ is, or what a real man is. What do any of these things mean? They're shame tactics. They mean nothing. So we're going to hop into, those of you who've never heard of Lilith before, we're going to hop in. I'm going to show you this video. Shout out to See You in History Mythology. Again, I could go into the Kabbalah and read all that to you, but Most of you probably don't want me to read in Yiddish and all that kind of stuff, so what we're going to do is I'm going to make this very generic, so that's why we're going to watch this video. Feel free to leave your comments, by the way, and let me know what you think. Let me know your experiences. All those things are very relevant. You might help somebody who's in a fellow spot who's having a hard time. Let's watch this video.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve, who, according to the Bible, were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that, before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam.
You see, I want to stop it right here, number one, for fair use purposes, and number two, because, look, this is not something that's canon, quote-unquote, in the Bible, but it's something that tells you why we see the dichotomy that we see, and she's mentioned in Isaiah. Not by name, I don't think. I'd have to revisit the exact place. But the reason I bring her up is because she's been co-opted by the feminists. And the reason she has been is because she's like the succubus. She's like the queen succubus. And so when people talk about this equality nonsense, they don't actually mean equality. They mean they want all the benefits that men have with none of the drawbacks, and then all the benefits of being women with none of the drawbacks. That's what that means. If they actually wanted equality, they would hate their life. Because when men interact with most men, we kind of treat each other with, like, maybe some modicum of respect, but we don't do what girls do. Girls are very high-minded. Guys are very individually minded for the most part. And so when we get to this idea of, like, oh, she was created out of clay just like Adam, so they made her inherently equals. People aren't equally all human across the board, whether you like that person or not. They're equally human beings. Here's the problem, though. Women are naturally born with power over men. You ever heard of Cato the Elder? I've read him on the show multiple times. His whole thing was women become the masters of men when they achieve, quote, equality, because they were already born equal to men. In the capacity they have equal strength over men that men have over women, with their ability to manipulate and control. Men and women are equal on that playing field. Let's continue.
Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination.
See, again, when women want to talk, women want to have a round table about things most of the time. We as men, we might ask one, two, three guys for advice, but we'll make the call for the most part. Women, on the other hand, they don't want to make the call because they don't want to have the accountability if stuff goes wrong. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll have like a round table and they'll take a collective vote. Yeah, that's not how things actually work. That is not how the dynamic is supposed to play out. There's always someone who's going to make the choices and the person who's going to submit to the choices made. That's how every dynamic works. I've told this story on the show before, but I'll summarize it again. I told my philosophy teacher last year that I believed every relationship was a power dynamic. He paused. He looked at me and he said, "Austin, that is extremely depressing. And if you believe that, your life's going to be very sad." And I said, "That doesn't change the fact that I'm right." He didn't like that very much. But again, people don't like to hear reality. People don't like to hear it, so that's why we're talking about it, because it's good medicine tastes lousy. Doesn't have sugar, doesn't have high fructose corn syrup, none of that swill. It's good medicine tastes bad. I don't claim to be a doctor, but I got the medicine for your soul. Let's keep going.
Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence. Therefore, she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea.
You know what's ironic? What's ironic is the same. So in the story of Lilith, she leaves Adam. She defies God because, oh, I will not be controlled. I'm a strong, independent woman. What does she do? I'll spoil it a little bit for you. It's already been inferred. She submitted to Satan. Oh, she'll submit to that bad boy, the no good guy, who's dangerous and edgy and not good. But she won't submit to the guy who would have actually done things for her that were good, that were profitable, and that would have benefited her long term. Does that sound familiar to anybody listening to the show? Does that sound familiar? You know, the girl would rather go out with the bad boy than go out with you. Sound familiar? Yeah, of course it does. We've all been there. No, I'm not telling you to be bitter and upset because that doesn't benefit you. I'm telling you to understand how this works, where this comes from, and why. I'm not saying necessarily that she's real. What I'm telling you is that her, what she represents, is very real in our lives today. We see this everywhere that we turn, on the internet, in real life, in conversations. We see this everywhere. So that's why we're talking about it today. You gotta know where this all comes from.
God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and...
Okay, I'm going to pause it right here. Number one, Lilith was basically the opposite of Eve in almost every way. Now, obviously Eve wasn't perfect. She had her own problems I've outlined before, one of which was she didn't really listen to Adam all the way either. But then again, Adam wasn't the greatest leader in the world either. So we all understand that. However, when we look at Lilith in particular, she doesn't defy people because she has a better plan. She's defying God, Adam, and whatnot because she just wants to be defiant. You now will notice throughout the... I don't know. This is not based on a true... This is mysticism. So it's more like what it represents. How many people in your life, whether it's women you knew, women you know, you're related to them, you're married to them, how many of them will tell you no? Like, no, I will not do X, Y, or Z. But then they're like, okay, then what do you want to do? And they're like, they have no idea what the hell they want to do. They just know they don't want to listen to you. That sound familiar? Or they'll say, oh, I have a much better plan than you. And then they'll go off and do it. And then they'll come back a little bit later. Hey, how's it going? You want to catch up? You're like,
oh, hell no.
No, I don't think so. You're like, okay. So you're back. Wow, that didn't take very long. And again, I'm not saying this to make people feel bad or make you feel angry. I'm saying this because this is the way it actually works. We've all seen this in our lives. Whether it's the people that we were attracted to, related to, or people that we're just friends with, we've seen this happen. We had a friend who went through it, cousin who went through it. We know this. Let's see how much more of this I want to share.
To protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in...
So, does that sound familiar to anybody? The woman who left you is now jealous of what you now have. Baby daddies, deadbeat dads, quote-unquote, please stand up. This is what you're used to right here.
Paradise. And, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit.
And then she sabotages. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Anybody? Does this sound familiar to anybody out there? Your girl breaks up with you, or you break up with her. She's totally cool being on her own. Then she looks over at you, and you're like, huh? What? He's happy? Without me? He's not miserable anymore? Oh, hell no. I gotta do something about that. How many of us have seen that in our lives? Sound familiar to anybody? Oh, man.
Which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Syriac alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess.
Gentlemen, let me ask you, we'll close on this. You get the point. We'll close on this. How many of us have experienced this exact outline in our lives? Where she wasn't happy, she left, she then looks over at you, you're down bad at first, so she's kind of happy, and then when you start winning, you're like, oh, I'm good now, you know, whatever. And then she looks over and she's like, you have the nerve to be happy? Oh, hell no. Oh, we ain't gonna let that happen. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then throws a monkey wrench in your program, digging you to child support, or suddenly trying to get back in your life, putting an allegation, a false one of that on you. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, those happen, in case you didn't know. Statistically speaking, they're very high. Gentlemen, we see this a lot, whether it's in our personal lives, we know people, it's happened to us, we see it happen in the media, social media. This is something that we see. This outline has been played so many times over. Gentlemen, this is why I tell you, Christian marriages are not immune to this. Now, does this mean every single one is going to end like that? No, of course not. But it can. And at any point in time, that can happen to you. And so I think it's important that we know this so that then we can make an informed decision and not just make a rash decision or a horny decision. And so therefore, we can make the best long-term strategy knowing the game, not being ignorant to it, and then complaining that we don't know how it's played and that we got, in turn, played by it. My friends, please feel free to share your stories. I know some people who have experienced this firsthand, and I've seen it. I know other people who are afraid of this happening to them. Please, if you've experienced this, or you know someone who has, or you also share in this worry that this can happen to you, and that's why you're on the fence, please, you're not alone. Feel free to share your story. My friends, take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm out. Peace.